Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 25. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
Y estamos muy contentos de estar aquí con vosotros. Carmen, cuéntanos, ¿cómo estás hoy?
Estoy muy bien, muy contenta, Marc.
¿Contenta?
Me acabo de apuntar a los 10 kilómetros de Edimburgo.
A los 10 kilómetros de Edimburgo, a correr.
10 kilómetros, ¿qué te parece?
Muy bien.
¿Seremos capaces o no seremos capaces?
Yo estoy seguro de que serás capaz.
Ahora hay que entrenar mucho.
Eso sí que es importante, entrenar.
Lo más importante, diría
lo
yo.
Más importante. Pero sin problema.
Bueno, estoy seguro confío en mí.
Perfecto. Well, today we are back with another episode of Coffee Break Spanish, and we've got no apologies to make this week.
Oh, very
hopefully.
Good.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
But hopefully everything went well with our previous episode, and indeed in this episode we're going to find out some interesting things because it is finally the day of the dive.
Exciting.
We're going to be listening to Maria's diary entry, and well, there's nothing more to say other than
let's
get on
with it. Let's go for it.
Vamos a por ello.
Querido diario, acabamos de llegar al hotel. Son las 11 de la noche y estoy muy cansada. Diría que agotada. Me iría a la cama ahora mismo, pero antes quiero escribir y contarte cómo ha ido la búsqueda del tesoro. Ayer, como la predicción meteorológica decía, empezó a soplar un viento muy fuerte, así que esperamos a ver cómo amanecía hoy el día. Y hoy ha hecho muy buen tiempo. Así que hemos cogido la barca y he llevado a Alejandro y a Rory donde encalló el barco escocés hace exactamente 64 años. Mi abuelo presenció la tragedia y mi abuela se enteró de los detalles. Hace una semana encontramos las cartas y nos enteramos de todo. Y hoy ha empezado la búsqueda del botín olvidado, como lo llaman Alejandro y Rory. Estaban emocionadísimos. Hemos pasado el día en el barco. Yo he estado nadando un poquito y ellos han hecho dos inmersiones de 50 minutos. Mientras ellos estaban buceando, yo tomaba el sol mientras me aseguraba de que todo estuviera en orden. Controlaba el tiempo que estaban sumergidos y comía cerezas. La verdad es que estaba nerviosísima. La primera vez que se han sumergido, han estado reconociendo el terreno. Y cuando han salido han dicho que había 5 zonas donde podían buscar. Se han repartido las zonas y hemos decidido que lo mejor era hacerlo en 2 días. Así que mañana madrugaremos para continuar buscando. A las 12:30 ya habían hecho la primera inmersión y teníamos mucha hambre, así que hemos comido unos bocadillos y ensalada y hemos estado charlando, fantaseando sobre nuestra aventura y riéndonos de nosotros mismos. Ha sido muy divertido. Sobre las 2 de la tarde, antes de que subiera la marea, han bajado por segunda vez. Al cabo de 40 minutos ya estaban de vuelta. Y en cuanto han podido, me han explicado que habían encontrado un barril lleno de arena, oculto entre unas rocas. En fin, que nuestro tesoro, de momento, es un barril viejo. Pero nos lo hemos pasado muy bien. Ha sido un día cargado de emoción, relax, sol y mar. De hecho, creo que me he quemado un poco los hombros. Ah, y no he pasado nada de miedo. Rory y Alejandro son muy divertidos juntos y me han cuidado mucho. Formamos un buen equipo. Estoy contenta de haberme animado a participar. Uf, me voy a dormir, que mañana nos espera un día largo. Buenas noches.
Muy bien, Mar, pero creo que necesito más capítulos.
Creo que necesitamos todos más capítulos.
Necesito saber más.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. We'll go back and look at Maria's entry in English now, just so that everyone understands everything that's going on. And of course, then we'll be talking a little more about this in detail. So, as we know, we're joining Maria for her diary entry, the night of the search for the sunken treasure. It's already 11 o'clock and she is exhausted. She would go straight to bed, but she wanted to write her diary entry first. Unfortunately for us, she's written her diary entry. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what's going on. As the weather forecast had predicted yesterday, which was Tuesday, it started to get very windy at lunchtime. So they waited to see what the weather would be like today, Wednesday. It turned out to be perfect. So they got the boat and she took Alejandro and Rory out to the spot where the Scottish boat had sunk 64 years earlier. As Maria explains, the story has almost gone full circle. Her grandfather witnessed the tragedy. Her grandmother discovered all the horrible details of it. They found the letters just a week ago and they learned of the whole story.
Mi abuelo presenció la tragedia y mi abuela se enteró de los detalles. Hace una semana encontramos las cartas y nos enteramos de todo.
Today, the search for the sunken treasure has begun, and Rory and Alejandro have been extremely excited. They spent the day on the boat. Maria has been swimming a bit, and the boys did two dives of about 50 minutes each. While they were diving, Maria was sunbathing and making sure that everything was okay, checking the time they'd been under the water, and eating cherries. She was actually very nervous. They first did an exploratory dive just to check out the terrain, and when they came up, they explained that there were five different areas where they could look for the treasure. The boys shared out the areas between them and decided the best thing to do would be to take 2 days to investigate all of the areas. So tomorrow, they'll all get up early and continue looking.
Se han repartido las zonas y hemos decidido que lo mejor era hacerlo en 2 días. Así que mañana madrugaremos para continuar buscando.
At 12:30, they'd already done the first dive and they were all very hungry, so they had sandwiches and salad and chatted or fantasized about their adventure and had a good laugh at themselves. It was all very funny. About 2:00, before high tide, they did their second dive. After 40 minutes, the boys were back on the boat and they explained that they'd found a barrel full of sand hidden among some rocks. So for the time being, their treasure is nothing more than an old barrel. But they've had a great time. It has been a day full of excitement, a bit of relaxation, a bit of sun, and of course, some sea. In fact, Maria thinks she's burned her shoulders a little. And as it turns out, she had nothing to fear.
No he pasado nada de miedo. Rory y Alejandro son muy divertidos juntos y me han cuidado mucho hoy.
Rory and Alejandro looked after Maria well. They made a good team, and she's glad that she signed up to take part in the search for the sunken treasure. Maria finishes by saying that a long day awaits them tomorrow. I think there was actually something very interesting in that sentence that you read out there, Carmen. Can we hear it again?
No he pasado nada de miedo. Is that the one you mean?
That's exactly the one I mean. No he pasado nada de miedo. We know what miedo is. Miedo is fear. And what we're talking about here is pasar miedo. Literally to pass fear or to spend fear in a sense. No he pasado nada de miedo. And what Maria is saying is that she didn't experience any fear. She wasn't scared while everything was happening. But there's a slight difference between tener miedo, which is normally the expression we would use for I am scared, for example, tengo miedo, and pasar miedo. ¿Puedes explicarnos un poco la diferencia entre estos dos conceptos?
I would say that pasar miedo is more when you are experiencing at that moment.
Okay.
But in the opposite, tener miedo is when, like, more in general.
Okay. So, for example...
Be afraid of doing something.
Yeah.
In advance.
In advance. So, you tener miedo when you are scared about something that's going to happen.
Sí.
And you pasar miedo when it's actually happening to you.
Por ejemplo, tengo miedo a quedarme sola por las noches.
I'm scared to
of
be
that
on,
situation.
Yeah. So, I'm scared of being on my own at night.
Paso miedo... Cuando estoy sola por las noches.
Okay, so literally so I experience fear.
Yes.
I am scared when I'm on my own at night. So could you say, for example, paso miedo cuando veo una película de horror?
Sí.
Okay, so I'm scared when I watch a horror movie. Y tengo miedo de las películas de horror.
Perfecto, muy bien, muy
okay.
bien.
Okay, I think we've got this sorted.
Sí.
Would I be right in saying that we could potentially use tener miedo in the two situations?
Yes.
But pasar miedo, you wouldn't use that when you're talking in general about something that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Muy bien.
Well done, Mark.
Perfecto. That is where we're going to leave our preview version of this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, if you'd like to find out more about how to get access to all of our materials, head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. This full episode is about to be discussed in detail. We're going to go through every single phrase that Maria has said in her diary entry. And of course, there's also the full transcript and our bonus listening materials. All of that is available in our Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 premium version.
Muy bien, pues lo dejamos aquí por hoy.
Perfecto, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.